John 6:35-36. Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I've told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe." This section, coupled with chapter 5, has had a great deal to say about testimony and evidence and signs and so on. The Jews have been demanding evidence, testimony, proof. Jesus had been working miracles, preaching sermons, giving discourses, answering questions, discussing with them, arguing with them, showing himself to them. But as he has said to them, "You refuse to come to me, you will not believe." Take these two verses here. Look how simple, plain, blunt, clear, definite, dogmatic, categorical they are. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I've told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me, he who believes on me." Note the coming and the believing are the same thing. To come to Christ is not a physical coming. It's a believing. It's a trusting. Believing is coming. Believing is receiving, welcoming, looking, trusting. All these words come to the same thing. Christ says, "Here I am. I am the bread of life." How should we interpret that? Well, it's not literal, not a literal loaf of bread. He is the staff, the satisfier, the fullness, the necessity, the staple of life. He is the fundamental way of life. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he will say in John chapter 14. Here he offers himself to the Jews. He offers himself to all men. "I am the bread of life. He, whoever he is, whoever she is, comes to me, trusts in me, believes in me, looks to me, calls upon me, will be saved." We get that in various passages here. Eternal life is offered. Salvation is offered. But here it said, "Will never be go hungry, will never be thirsty." Everlasting satisfaction. We're not talking physically. We're not talking literally. We've had this in John 4. We've had it in John 5. Here we are getting it at John 6 again. People interpret these things in a literal, carnal way. Literal bread, literal water, and all the rest of it. It's the spiritual. The trouble is, the natural man had his mind set on the here and now. The temporary, the temporal, the visible, the external. Christ is offering satisfaction, fullness of satisfaction, eternal satisfaction. Never go hungry, never go thirsty. He who trusts me, he who comes to me, he who believes on me will never, never be unsatisfied. Fully satisfied now and forever. He who does not believe in me, he who does not come to me, will always be hungry, will always be thirsty, will never be satisfied. Are you listening, friend? The evidence is in. All the evidence is in. It's been here now for 2,000 years, and coupled with the Old Testament, the prophetic scriptures, the evidence is all in. You don't need any more evidence. The British Prime Minister said several years ago, "It's education, education, education." He was wrong. You've got the education. You've got the instruction. You've got the teaching. You've got the knowledge. If there is anybody listening to me who has never heard the gospel before, you will hear it now. You are a sinner like me. We're all sinners. You are dead in your sins. You're ruined in your sins. You're hopeless and helpless in your sins. You're under the wrath of God for your sins. Christ has come into the world, sent by the Father, to bleed and to die for sinners, and by his blood and by his righteousness. Sinners, whoever they are, whoever trust him, whoever call upon the name of the Lord, whoever cry out to Christ, whoever look to Jesus, will be washed from their sins and made everlastingly righteous, perfect before God, without condemnation, spot, stain, or wrinkle, or any such thing. Call upon the name of the Lord now, and you will be saved. That's the gospel. You are invited. You are called. You are commanded. I'm pleading with you to come. Here it is again. Jesus says, I am. He's offering it to you. The bread of life. If you come to me, he says, you will never go hungry. If you believe on me, you will never be thirsty. I am the water of life. I am the bread of life. Will you receive me? You've had the evidence. You've had the instruction. You've had the offer. But you know the key word here? I have told you. You have seen me. Christ says it literally there in his day. I can say it to you now. You have heard. You've had it put before you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But if you refuse, then he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men have loved darkness rather than light. That's John 3. The word here, the operative word, is the word still. As I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. And that opens with the word but. But, you have the evidence, you have the promise. But, as I told you, you have seen me, and still, even now, still, in spite of this, you do not believe. And why not? John 5:40. Because you do not want to believe. You will not come. You refuse to believe. Friend, let me be blunt with you. I'm not going to give a long discourse here, but I want to speak plainly to you. The trouble is not that you do not have the evidence, not that you do not have the offer, not that you have never been invited. I'm inviting you now in the name of Jesus. I'm pleading with you now in the name of Jesus. I'm exhorting you now in the name of Jesus. I'm arguing with you, pleading with you, pressing you, inviting you, commanding you. Come to Jesus now. Will you come? Will you come now? Are you going to think about it? Or are you saying no directly? If you do not come, there is one answer you're giving me. You're giving it to Christ. And it's the answer the Jews gave. Unless you come, you're really saying no. Even to delay or wait is tantamount to saying no. And if you go on in that course, and die in that course, you will perish. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who does not come to me will always be hungry, even forever. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. He who refuses to believe in me, she who refuses to believe in me, whoever you may be, will always be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and you've been told, you've heard, you've had the invitation, you've had the offer, you've heard the warning, and still you do not believe. Isaiah proved it. Lord, who has believed our preaching? I have to testify to it. I have preached, but time and again people have refused me. Christ had it. Oh, is there no one listening to me? What about you, my friend, who will hear now and come to Jesus and be saved? Oh, come to Jesus now. Look to him. Call upon him. You will be everlastingly saved, satisfied forever. You will have eternal life. Come. Do not refuse. Come now.